So we're going to turn, close our eyes. Relax our bodies. We're going to turn our attention within. Goal with this meditation is to leave behind the world of external realities, the world of responsibilities, tasks and chores, and the world of thinking, of the thinking mind. I'm going to leave all that behind. And we're going to go deep within and reconnect with our deepest, truest self, which lies within us, which is always present within us. It just is waiting for us to remember. It's there. Unfortunately, we often get trapped in believing that our thoughts and our feelings, our past experiences, our stored memories, we believe all that is reality, that it contains the truth about us, that it is who we are. But the fact is, it has nothing to do with who we really are. It's just the mind at work and the brain at work, the body at work. Trying to have a safe life, trying to keep order, trying not to take risks. It's an old, old habit. It's part of our animal being. And it's really actually a very small part of who we are. As humans, we are blessed with the ability choose where we put our awareness. We have free will. We have choice, conscious choice. We can take a step back from all that noise in our head. We can leave that behind. Those feelings that make us feel bad, or trigger thoughts about us, till we're in a cycle of failure and despair and depression. We can't step right out of that. We have to let go of control. We have to surrender. We have to trust and have faith And when we have the unpleasant feelings running in our body with dark, to get scared or worried, or we start to dislike ourselves, to judge ourselves, when in reality all they are is feelings. They're just energy running in our body. And they don't say anything about us. We have no need to judge them or analyze them, to resist them. Have to accept them for what they are. Let them bubble up. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we get mad. And then they're gone. You. Don't judge it, don't fight it, don't try to figure it out. Just notice it, accept it, and observe it. And realize that you can away from it. And that as you pay attention, you begin to relax and let go. As you stop resisting, stop fighting, stop thinking and judging. Begin to notice that you can let go. You can surrender. Settle into yourself. Sense the presence within you of that eternal and infinite loving energy within you, which feels familiar. Remember that you can let go. That there is more to you. That you don't have to be the victim of your body or your mind. that you are not the servant. That you have choice and power, intention and free will. And that there is a truth that you cannot deny, that no matter how much you may not feel like it, you may not accept it, you are a child of God, the one power, one mind, the one loving force, that you live and exist within this divine spirit, and that is the simple truth. That is alive within you right now. That spirit is vital and alive within you in this moment. Let go a little bit, just a little bit more. Surrender just a little bit more. Presence within you begin to fill your awareness. You don't have to hold on. You don't have to suffer. Presence has been with you forever. It's always been there. It always will be. It is the source of your being. It is the source of all creation. Alive within you in this moment. Never been without it. It has always been with you. It has always kept you alive. It always has kept your heart beating, your lungs breathing, your cells rejuvenating and replenishing. Has always done what you asked. It will give you anything that you will accept. It is an unconditionally loving power. Is the grace of God. Waiting for you to welcome it into your life. Waiting for you to open your heart, open your mind. free yourself from your limitations, your belief in limitations, from your old habits, from your old beliefs, from your old feelings and thoughts of unworthiness and undeservingness and inadequacy. It sees none of that. It only sees you with love, through the eyes of love. It loves you unconditionally. It supports you unconditionally. It has always been with you. This is the truth of who you are. You are the perfect child of a perfectly loving creator. The creator knows nothing of mistakes or accidents. It only knows divine right order, divine perfection. And it knows and creates you in this moment as perfect, whole and complete. No matter what you may feel, no matter what you may think, the truth is undeniable, and all of your arguments and objections are trivial. They mean nothing to the love that is available to you in this moment. They are only you telling yourself you can't have it. Nobody else is. The divine spirit within you is not. It has never judged you. Never withheld from you. It can't. It's impossible. For it is only love. That's what it is. And it can only see you with love, and it can only love you. Waste your time arguing that somehow you're not worthy or deserving or adequate. Beautiful being. It's because you were created that way. There is no way for this perfect, loving spirit inside you to create anything that was less than magnificent and beautiful. It is impossible. You need to let yourself be who you truly are. You cannot be who others want you to be, who others think you should be, who others want you to be. It's impossible. You can be the loving expression of this divine power, and it will support you in every way it can. Just let go. Just relax. Everything is perfect. You are perfect. Don't judge yourself for feeling fear, for feeling failure, for feeling resistance. Look at yourself through the eyes of love. Love yourself. You're a human being as well as a spiritual being. You will experience feelings, failure, pain. It's part of your journey. It does not mean you are somehow less than adequate or that there is anything wrong with you. It's just part of your journey. Your life is unfolding perfectly. Open your heart to allow this divine loving spirit within you to fill you, to love you, to hold you. Yourself to be held in the arms of love. Allow your heart to open. Allow that love to fill you, to permeate you. Beautiful and radiant being. You are perfect. You are precious and beloved. You are important and significant. Treat yourself with the kind of loving kindness and respect this loving spirit within you wants to treat you with. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. Now it's time to bring the experience and knowledge of who you really are and this gratitude for the life you have back into your world, back into your life. Into this room, this time and place, back into this body. You're a beautiful and radiant being. You're precious. Take care of yourself. I thank you for being here. It's my honor and privilege to share this time with you, and I look forward to the next time. Thank you. I wish you all the best, and until the next time, please go well.